Representative Rob Bishop introduced the amended Public Lands Initiative nearly 2 weeks ago in the House of Representatives.
The thing that I support about PLI and these other initiatives, it's a local solution, or it tries as best it can be to be a local solution. And this process is far better served through a congressional initiative than through an executive action, because it forces you to consider all of the different voices at the table and to be responsive to those, whereas executive action in Washington, D.C., I believe, is less responsive.
Scott Gianni is the executive director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He says the Public Lands Initiative was the worst piece of wilderness legislation that has been introduced in Congress since the Wilderness Act of 1964.
It is an excuse to try to prevent the president from designating the Bear Chairs as a national monument.
The Ute Mountain Ute Councilwoman, Regina Lopez White Skunk, from the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, says the Public Lands Initiative comes down to immediate protection for Native American people.
So it's all about meeting the challenge and creating the balance. As leaders and as elected leaders, our biggest challenge is to serve the greater numbers, not the elite few. Native Americans, our documentation, our recollection and records of what had transpired is written on the walls of the canyon. If we don't protect them, they're going to be defaced. It'll be just like ripping a page out of our history. When those become destroyed and no longer stand to tell the story, then it's a page out of our history that we cannot tell.
Gianni says Representative Rob Bishop has nearly 30 days left to pass the Public Lands Initiative.
Congressman Bishop will probably have a hearing. He'll start to move it through the House, but it's not getting through the Senate, and it would be vetoed if it did get through the Senate.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.